He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the February the 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we were up and then we were down and now we're up. We've had a seesaw session and the sun just barely came up. So buckle your seatbelts for another wild ride on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 50 points at 29,347. I want to say that's a new all-time high. I'm losing track here. I'm going to have to keep a little map here on my desk of these highs. That I want to say is a new all-time high. The S&P 500, I want to say, also at a new all-time high today. It's up 10 points. 3,344 is where that S&P is today. And the NASDAQ, which has been kind of all over the place, is gathering a bit of steam here right now. The NASDAQ, tech-heavy NASDAQ, I'm supposed to say, is up 38 points to 9,546. Not that far from 10,000, that'd be something. The Russell 2K, the small cap index, surprisingly, is down today, down 2 points at 1679. Crude oil, well, demand is dropping in China like crazy, and that's sending crude oil south. I got to believe OPEC's going to cut back on the spigot here pretty soon. Crude oil's down 29 cents to $50.46 per ounce. Gold is up $6 today, $15.68, and the silver in your safe is up $19 to $17.79. And those bonds you hold, they're down maybe just a little bit today. The 10-year yield is at 1.65%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where it's a little bit windy and some pretty rough river today. I wouldn't want to be out there catching crabs or walking around getting clams today. We'll wait for a better day out there. Greetings to all you snowbirds down in Florida, down in the Sarasota area. I know the population increases greatly there this time of year. And of course, Minneapolis, you know, maybe you see a little bit of outflow along with the Canadian geese. They're arriving here right now, and the snowbirds in Sarasota. But got a great listening audience nationwide and even worldwide. I get people contacting me from all over the world that listen to the podcast of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we saw new highs yesterday. There seems to be fears of the coronavirus seem to be calming down a little bit. You know, I've watched over the years psychology of the market. When something new hits, some kind of new worry hits, it's always deemed worse than it turns out to be right up front. You know, it's never like, this will blow over. No, immediately the market just tanks and everybody runs for the sidelines and they want out. The market was down, 600 points here the other day on coronavirus fears. And it usually turns out that these worries that come along never really turn out to be as big as originally expected. It calms down pretty quickly. I mean, just look at some of the huge events that have hit the market here. We were on the brink of Armageddon here with Iran not too long ago. And before that, it was Iran in the middle of the night blowing up a Saudi Arabia oil refinery. We've had the impeachment trial. We've had the coronavirus. We've had all kinds of different worries to worry about. And guess what? At the end of the day, the market looks to earnings, and the market marches on its merry way. It began this journey, this current bull journey, back in March 9th of 2009. Boy, we're just like 1 month away from the 11th anniversary of that bull market. And of note, I'm a market timer. I do not believe in buy and hold forever, especially when you're retired or nearing retirement. You got to have a little protection on the downside at times, especially when there's a big recession looming out there. But this market timer, Bill Gunderson, who puts out a market timing newsletter, has had a buy signal on the market since March 27th of 2009, except for a brief 1 or 2 week period in December of 2018 when the Fed went on their rate hike extravaganza, which nearly put us into a bear market. So still bullish here. I watch it week to week. I send out my market timing newsletter every single Saturday. In fact, we're already starting on this week's newsletter. We also put out a target price on the S&P 500 based on reasonable valuations. That's another big clue. You know, half of my investing style is valuation. That's half. The other half is the momentum part of that equation. So you better believe that I watch valuations very, very closely, not only of the individual stocks that I own and am looking at, but also of the overall market. That is an excellent indicator of the future expectations for the market. When we get too bloated on valuations, that's going to be a major red flag. Right now, I got a pale yellow flag up on the current valuation of the S&P 500. And I would say it's the first time I've flown any kind of warning flag at all on market valuation during this entire 11-year period. But we have seen a pretty exuberant market. When you've got Tesla hitting $996 on Tuesday, I sent out a tweet right at about that time. I said, you know what? Let's not get to the, or this is looking a little bit like the year 2000 and the dot-com bubble. Well, we're not anywhere close to that, but Tesla certainly was. So we're going to really pay attention. If nothing else, when you get that newsletter on Saturday, go to the Macro Outlook, which is about two pages of the newsletter, Gunderson's Macro Outlook, where I look down every little tributary of the market, look at those earnings reports, look at earnings expectations, and I use that as my main guide for my macro market outlook. Well, we had good news overnight. I saw the news come across sometime last night that China will cut U.S. tariffs on a lot of products. They are going to cut in half tariffs, I don't know which products they are, on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports. And I got to believe that China, maybe Trump should have waited just a while to sign that phase one deal, because they're in a tight spot right now. Their economy is sagging mightily as about two-thirds of their economy is shut down right now. And this is going on, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that, maybe even longer. And so China's in a very weak bargaining position right now, and you can see them making another concession here to the U.S. in really the ongoing trade war as they discuss phase two. Global shares had a very good night overnight. On that news that China was easing tariffs on U.S. goods, Japan was up 2.4%, Hong Kong up 2.6%, and China up 1.7%. Well, the economy is ripping, okay? It's not the only thing that's ripping right now. The economy, the jobless claims hit multi-year lows. They come in at 202,000. That's all. Anything under 300,000 is good. We've had a few prints near 200,000. We might have even had one under 200,000. But that shows that the jobs market, the jobs segment of the U.S. economy continues to sizzle, and it continues to rip. Pardon the pun. ISM Service Index. We got the manufacturing index on Monday. Yesterday we got the service index. It's also ripping. It powers past its estimates, and of course it was a big surprise to see the manufacturing index on Monday expanding. Well, we'll check in on Tesla when we come back very, very quickly. I think I'll put in a buy, maybe at a very cheap price, see if I can get any. It was $969 per share. Where is it today? And I've got several of my holdings that have reported earnings today. We'll talk about that. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, boy, this market is volatile, isn't it? The Dow's now down 13, and the NASDAQ is just slightly up. Tesla is actually up now, okay? It's a wild thing right now. It is hitting $766 per share this morning, but it is down $200 from its high that it set on Tuesday. It's come down a couple hundred bucks a share. It really came right back down to its technical support level here as I look at a chart. I was looking at a chart this morning. Where would I buy Tesla? Well, I may be dreaming, but I was thinking if it were to get back under 600. It's at 757 right now, so we'll see. Brazil court, this is an interesting story here. You know, California, which, you know, they've done some wacky things recently, but they ruled that Uber employees and drivers are not employees. They're independent contractors, but California ruled recently, and Uber is fighting it, that those folks are actually employees, which if you walk by a place, you're considered an employee in California. It's pretty wild. It's pretty difficult to do business in California. I can just tell you that. Well, Brazil rules exactly the opposite. They see it a different way. Brazil's higher court for labor rules, they ruled that Uber has no employment relationship with its drivers. So it's interesting to see how two big entities, one the state of California, the other the country of Brazil, see it completely different from one another. Biogen had a huge day yesterday. They got a patent on a drug that I believe was about right, or maybe they got an extension to a patent, and a Biogen stock just soaring yesterday, up 17.5%. Problem with Biogen, it's been very much a non-growth company for quite some time now, and I do not own any Biogen, but they got a favorable patent ruling for Tecfidera, okay? Check your medicine cabinet. See if you got any. It's an MS drug, actually. And that's a big decision for them in their favor, the stock way up. Well, this whole autonomous driving movement, I think it's going to really pick up as 5G continues to get developed. Listen to what GM says about the opportunity in autonomous driving. All right. If you're on the road, check, make sure there's somebody with their hands on the wheel next to you. And I wouldn't take my hands off the wheel. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes upon the road, as Jim Morrison used to say. For now, let's wait till 5G comes along. But GM is saying that they see the global autonomous vehicle industry as an $8 trillion market opportunity, factoring in ride sharing, freight, data insights, and in-vehicle experiences. GM says that they are bringing an extremely disruptive, transformational technology to a multi-trillion-dollar market opportunity. Well, here's my deal. I don't think GM is the way to play it, okay? It's all the people providing the technology to GM. And there's a lot of leading companies in that whole autonomous movement. Anybody involved in 5G? I've mentioned several of my favorite 5G stocks. One of them reported earnings after the close yesterday. Down a little bit today, but they're going to be a major player in 5G. Of course, Intuit bought out the company from Israel, Mobileye. They're a major player in autonomous, and really the list goes on and on. There's a lot of major players in the autonomous, whether it be the chips, whether it be the software, or whether it be the cars like Tesla. An $8 trillion market opportunity. All right. Does anybody care what Bill Ackman is doing? You know, he had four straight years. I don't know why this guy gets so much press. He's a hedge fund manager. All right. So I guess that makes him a genius. Pershing Square Holdings sold their stakes in Starbucks and ADP. Now, here's his new pick. Okay. You know, how much research did you have to do to find Berkshire Hathaway? Bill Ackman, that's his pick in 2000. That's one of his new investments, is Berkshire Hathaway. In other words, let Warren do the investing, because I'm not very good at it, is what he's saying. He was up 53% last year, 58%. But that his biggest winner last year was Chipotle. Well, that's all he had to do was subscribe to my newsletter and get that one. I'm a very big investor in Chipotle since the turnaround. His other pick is Agilent, okay, if anybody really cares. Those are a couple of dull picks, if you ask me, Bill Ackman. Nike sets its strategy in South America. You know what? That's a huge opportunity. Do you know how big Nike is worldwide? And, of course, with the growth of soccer, Nike says it trans to transition. It, and I own Nike as a income, a dividend and growth portfolio. And I wear their shoes most of the time. In Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, to a strategic distributor partnership, they see a major opportunity. Not that they're not wearing Nikes down there now, but Nike sees a lot of upside potential down there. And let's not forget, Nike has a new CEO who came over from ServiceNow, a stock that I continue to own, one of the best stocks I've ever owned. That CEO who guided ServiceNow jumped ship and is now running the ship at Nike. So I'd keep my eye on Nike. They are not done growing. 7-Eleven pilots its first cashierless store. Well, that's interesting. Amazon, of course, is trying to do the same thing. Some say it's discriminatory to people who can only pay with cash, but they are stepping up their innovation at 7-Eleven. Well, you know what? I'm going to have my autonomous car drive down to 7-Eleven and run a cashless transaction and bring me back a hot dog for lunch, okay? You think we'll see that day? I do. I really do. Here's Chipotle's problem right now. I continue to own Chipotle. They cannot keep up with carne asada demand. Okay, I knew that was going to be a problem. Why did they not plan a little bit better? The demand. Now listen, coming from California, there's a taco shop on almost every corner somewhere. Within a mile or two, you can go somewhere and get great Mexican food at a drive-thru in California. And carne asada burrito is a staple. That's one of the three food groups in San Diego. And I'm surprised Chipotle wasn't ready for the demand for carne asada, which is basically marinated steak cooked over a grill, put a little guacamole on there, and some chopped onions, a little fresh cilantro, and some salsa. Where's my autonomous car? Run over to Chipotle right now. But they can't keep up with the demand. They're taking it off the menu. Okay. I still like Chipotle. I'll tell you why when we come back. It's Gunderson. It's the Carne Asada Burrito Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra-growth portfolios. These are custom-designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, And as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Back here to the second half of the Carne Asada Burrito. Hey, the NASDAQ's up 31 right now. The Dow is up just 2 points. So we're kind of all over the map, market looking for a little bit of direction here. Now, back to the Chipotle story for a moment. Chipotle has a plan to replace Carne Asada when it falls off the menu later this quarter. Why would you take something off the menu that you can't keep up with the demand? Find more. There's got to be plenty of beef. I mean, go to Nebraska somewhere. I don't understand the thinking there. But anyways, I still like the stock with or without the Carne Asada. BTIG, which is a big research firm, they back up their positive view on Chipotle today after taking in the restaurant operator's strong earnings report. I thought it was a very strong report. Their same-store sales were just unbelievable. They believe that the company's digital investments, okay, this is millennials on their iPhone buying their burrito before, you know, they get there in their autonomous car. Delivery and convenience remains in the early innings. It will continue to drive transaction growth, margin expansion. BTIG sees Chipotle running to $1,000 per share. I totally agree. It's at $8.59 right now. They, in fact, their price target is $1,010. And I have an even much higher five-year price target. You see, these analyst research firms, they do short-term targets, which I think are much more unpredictable than the long-term. How about a biotech stock that has been a three-bagger since November? I always like to bring these to your attention. There's a lot going on in the biotech industry right now. And, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, and only a few will be a big hit. But look at Kodiak Science, which went public in 2018, late last year, at $5 a share. Now it's $67 per share. It's been as high as $81 per share, and it's tripled here recently. SunTrust is putting out a target price of $101 on this $67 stock. What is it that they have? Kodiak's longer-lasting anti-VEGF for treating retinal disease will compete against approved anti-VEGFs that include Regeneron's Eylea, the current gold standard. Yes, definitely, Eylea. I followed Regeneron for many years. It was a breakthrough drug, and they're saying that Kodiak Science's symbol KOD, that's one to keep an eye on. It's tripled so far this year. Okay, let's see. Another one that I have been following, a little biotech stock, ALEC. Yesterday, it showed up, or about a week ago, it showed up on my A-plus momentum grade list. That's one of the most powerful lists that my Best Stocks Now app generates on a daily basis. Recently, there's been about 200 or 250 stocks, somewhere in that neighborhood, out of 5,500. So this is a very select list. These are the most stocks with the strongest momentum. And a lot of times I'll find $2, $3 stocks in that list. And I found this ALEC, A-L-E-C, about a week ago, and it's blasting off. Now I see that there's some news on it. They have fast-tracked their drug, AL-101, for dementia. They have fast-tracked it, and this stock is starting to really take off. So anyways, it also is being considered for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So keep your eye on ALEC, A-L-E-C. Okay, Costco, they post strong January numbers, but I agree with Wells Fargo. That stock is really expensive. You know what? There is a time. Add that to reason number 87. Of course, that should be right at the top of the list, when to sell a stock. Most people have more trouble knowing when to sell a stock, when to buy a stock. I owned Costco for quite some time. I actually sold it at the beginning of this year. I just felt that the valuation at 37 times earnings and a growth rate of about 11%, that's a rich multiple. And that's a rich peg ratio. I just felt that my risk-to-reward ratio was not too good, and I got rid of my Costco. Well, Wells Fargo says Costco valuation near peak levels. Yes, you can say that again. Trouble continues in the weed patch. I warned from day one about the cannabis stocks and the lack of earnings thereof. continue to see layoffs in that industry. Yesterday it was Tilray, which is really kind of considered the blue chip, if there is such a thing, the green chip maybe, of the industry. Tilray's the one that the big alcohol company, Constellation Brands, took a stake in. Tilray was the stock that went from $11 to $300 and then back to $11. Woo, that's enough to make your head spin. They're hitting a new 52-week low today, and so is Aurora Cannabis. Tilray announced yesterday that they're laying off 10% of their workforce. Aurora Cannabis is announcing today that they're laying off 10%. Aurora has been as high as 12. It's now a $2 stock. So I guess welcome to the farming industry. When you grow a commodity, I don't care if it's soybeans or cannabis, you're at the mercy of supply and demand. Pretty hard to make money. Pretty hard to be profitable. Let's see, Twitter having a good day. I have never owned Twitter stock. It's bounced all over the place. You know, with as many users as it has worldwide, it just seems to me that they have not done a very good job of monetizing on those users and eyeballs. Twitter did, however, have a good report. That's Jack Dorsey's stock. He owns that. He started Twitter and Square. Square's doing better these days. Twitter is up 17%, however. They had a good quarter, but you know what? That thing's been all over the place. Another former high flyer, GoPro. Man, I remember when GoPro was a cult. It had a cult following. It went public in 2014. It went to $98 per share, and I was one that was warning that it's just a matter of time before GoPro will be overwhelmed by competition. Because they really don't have that big. They just were kind of the first to market with their GoPro cameras. And from $98 a share in 2014, where's GoPro trading today? $3.94. Yum Brands, they miss earnings. They're struggling in China. Nobody headed out for fried chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken, these days. Nobody headed outside of their home these days while the coronavirus continues to spread, but not as fast as they thought. Yum Brands hasn't done well recently. That thing is hitting a new 52-week low, $102 per share. Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut, and recently they bought, what, Habit? Habit Burgers out of California, which are actually pretty good. Okay, let's see, a few other earnings reports. I'll be wrapping up all these earnings reports, by the way, for the week tomorrow. That goes into the macro outlook. That's in the macro outlook portion of my newsletter. You know, every one of these S&P 500 companies that report earnings, that becomes part of the aggregate earnings for the S&P 500, and they guide for the next quarter. Sometimes they guide for the next 12 months. They give forecasts. They give outlooks. The analysts that follow the companies are listening very closely to what the companies have to say. The analyst can ask questions of the company. And what comes out of that? I spent a few years as an analyst back in the early 2000s. What comes out of that are earnings forecasts going forward, because stocks will trade on those forecasts. Stocks trade on earnings expectations. When expectations are revised upwards, the stock follows higher. When earnings growth is revised upwards, the stock follows higher. And conversely, you see companies that report and they guide lower. Well, the stock follows right along. So I will give you in this week's newsletter, which you can get at my website, GundersonCapital.com. You get 2 free weeks of my client newsletter, which has all the portfolios in it, what I own, what I bought, what I sold. But most importantly, that macro outlook of where I think the market is headed next. And it's based on numbers, not on astrology. We'll be right back with the featured stock of the day.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And I'm going to bring Barry on here in a minute. We're going to talk about a story we recently collaborated on in the stock, how it's doing today after the report earnings. I just want to mention Qualcomm real quickly. I featured it last night. I said it's going to be a major player in 5G. How dominant, how well positioned are they with their 5G modems? Well, the European Union is probing Qualcomm because they have such a dominant position with their 5G modem chips. Okay, so the EU thinks they've employed anti-competitive behavior by leveraging its market position. Well, if you're an investor, having that market position in 5G modem chips is a good thing. Now, Qualcomm's down just a little bit after they reported earnings last night, but I like Qualcomm going forward. It's one of my favorite 5G plays. Okay, we're going to bring in Barry Kite.
Good morning, right Bill. Now.
Good morning, Barry. You and I collaborated on an article here recently for Seeking Alpha. Back on December the 20th. Okay,
yeah,
December the 20th.
It's fun to kind of look back at these sometimes, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We had quite a few people. And the title of the article was Bristol-Myers Squibb, :2020 Total Return Play with a 2.8% Dividend Yield. And there's just, our bullet points were, Bristol-Myers, BMY, is an idea for 2020 that is uniquely appealing to both income and growth crowds. That's right, because it pays a dividend. And, you know, with their recent purchase of Celgene, that really stocked their pipeline with drug candidates. And, you know, that's been a theme of mine here recently, of these large pharmaceuticals buying up quite a few biotech stocks to replenish their pipelines. And a lot of these big biotech, large drug companies are now becoming more biotech-like, especially with their growth.
Right, and some are, I think, are doing it faster than others. Of course, Bristol, BMY being one of them, and then AstraZeneca as well. So
yeah, and others are being left behind, like Merck and Pfizer, etc.
Right. Yeah, and the funny thing is, they're actually trading at higher multiples than Bristol Myers or AstraZeneca, and that, I think unfairly that Bristol and AstraZeneca are getting kind of grouped in with those.
Yeah. Okay, there was an interesting phenomenon in the market yesterday that I tweeted about it. Yesterday, it was all about low PE stocks. You know, the market was up 300 points, but the large cap growth, and I look at an ETF called JKE, which tracks large cap growth. That thing was down yesterday, and the large cap value ETF was way up yesterday. Most people don't realize that huge divergence in the market yesterday. Okay, that means that investors and big hedge funds and probably a lot of the institutions were in buying lower PE stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would say the number one sector yesterday in the market was the pharmaceutical and healthcare sector. Why? Bristol-Myers currently has a PE of 16, all right? AstraZeneca has a PE ratio of 12 right now. These are still low PE stocks, and their growth is really starting to accelerate. Now, I haven't had time. You had a chance to look through the
right
earnings
yeah
report. Give me a few highlights and your observations of what you saw. We only got 2 minutes.
Yeah, so I think from a valuation standpoint, just, you know, important to note that their forward PE is 10.65. So got a lot of room to run it's the first time that they've had any, from a reporting standpoint, included the Celgene transaction. So, you know, it was the first time analysts got to look at all the numbers kind of together, even though it was only kind of a partial quarter for Celgene in terms of it being included. But, you know, overall, they actually posted a loss, but it was on some kind of, you know, one-time kind of charges. I think it was non-cash charge. So, you know, going forward, they, you know, basically maintained guidance and kind of, you know, almost the story didn't really change much in this quarter.
They beat earnings, and the stock's doing pretty well today. But you mentioned that forward P.E. of 10.5. The analysts that cover Bristol-Myers, there's quite a few of them, they're predicting that the earnings are going to grow by 14% per year over the next 5 years. So it's trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. Right. 10.5 versus 14, that comes in at a PEG ratio of 0.76. And my 5-year target price on Bristol-Myers is 111. Plus, you get the dividend yield of 2.8% BMY, and the stock is currently trading at, we're almost out of time, 67, and it's currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. It's number 405, but it's been as high as 132. Okay, yep. Barry's writing up another one. I'm not going to let you know what it is. We're collaborating on another article, and we should have that submitted to Seeking Alpha probably by the end of
tomorrow.
The day.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely by
all
tomorrow,
right.
So.
Maybe by the end of the day, Barry.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
All right. And then Barry's packing up. He's packing his flannel jammies for Minnesota at the end of this month. Him and Paul are
looking,
headed back there.
Looking forward to getting there during the last week of week of February. So
that's right.
If anybody wants to meet with us, get in touch with Edie.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. And we're also working on the newsletter. Barry helps me with doing a lot of the work on that newsletter every week, and as we mentioned, they are headed to Minnesota February 25th, 26th, 27th, and I'm supposed to announce the following week after that. I'll be in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, probably just me on that trip. I'm there for some spring training baseball. But Edie has commented, you know what? You got a lot of listeners in Arizona to the podcast and whatnot. So if you'd like to meet with Gunderson while I'm in Arizona, maybe I'll take you to a ball game. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to watch the lowly Padres, in some preseason action. We always do really well in preseason, and then it's all downhill from there with the San Diego Padres. Sign up for the newsletter. Make an appointment. Book an appointment in Minnesota or Arizona. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.